You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Treyland.
49ers in a shambles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers at the Rams tonight.
I got a question for you.
In L.A.
We've been heavy on Brock, but, I mean, there are two excellent offensive coaches going to do battle tonight on Thursday Night Football. Who you taking? Just
McVay. They're healthier.
No, just in general. McVay. Yeah, one coach to coach a game with your life on the line.
McVay.
Even though Kyle's dominated him during the regular season.
I'll take the safe answer. You said a big game.
Wow.
I mean, if you're saying big game, it's got to be McVay.
He's been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah, there's only one of them that won it.
Yeah.
So,
and he beat Kyle on the way.
You say big game.
Wow, man.
They've certainly beat him in the regular season, the 49ers.
Let me ask you this. If Matt Stafford was the current quarterback now with the Niners,
he'd be hurt.
Wow. So, yeah, you ain't even buying that.
No.
Why would he be hurt?
Their line stinks.
Rams' line is hurt.
Yeah, but they employ a different offense. McVay is much better, better at protecting a quarterback.
Stafford's been hurt almost every year he's been quarterback.
Little though. Like he always plays always played. But how many games is he average? I'll bet over 14
since he's been a Ram.
Yeah,
still hurt.
Yeah, that's not like Brock Purdy.
Well, Brock's not.
What?
We're in the midst of, we don't know where this is going and how to look on the Carfax report. But, yeah, man, you got to get him back sooner than later because he's your dude, and hopefully Mac can.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to get him back sooner than later.
The Niners have for him right now up until kickoff. You're 3-1. You earn that. But if we're being real, Stoney, a couple plays here or there, you're not 3-1. But you are. And if you come out of here, what a lot of people expect you to do tonight in L.A. with a nail, you're 3-2. But, damn, you still got this riddle or mystery with the toe with Brock Purdy. And I said the defensive line concerns me, Stoney, but moving forward, I mean, how many weeks do you just say this is who we are running the ball? Like, this is another opportunity for them to show us. And I know it's against the Rams, a good team. But, man, if this is who this offensive line is going to be blocking in regard to the run game, then, Steiner, you got major problems, man.
Well, I think they're going to have major problems until they get George Kittle back. And maybe even, everybody talks about how Jennings is such a great blocker. Ayuk, his blocking improved. I think that's got something to do with why the running game hasn't been as good. So, I think they absolutely need to run the ball, and people are saying, well, how are they going to do that? They haven't done it all year. I get it. They got to figure out a way, I think, to do it tonight. But if they don't, it's going to be because of the same reasons they weren't able to run it the first four games, because the line's not good enough. And, you know, I'm really starting to think that the Kittle injury is really, really affecting their run game like any other lineman who's out would affect their run game, even though he's a tight end.
I mean, you would hope and you would think. So that day is coming. And when it arrives, I mean, that'll be one of the first things we're watching when you look at this Niner offense, regardless if it's Mac Jones or Brock Purdy under center. I mean, because you're running out of, you know, that is a good thing when you just visualize and think about, okay, let's look ourselves in the mirror. Bosa's not coming back. Damn. Okay, we got to deal with that. But Kittle is. And you are right. He's important to the run game. And we'll see once that day does happen, Stoney, how if it's instant impact and you're like, okay, that probably was a majority of the reason. But it's getting to the point to where you're putting so much on one guy, especially a tight end, that, you know, this line could be telling on itself.
Let's go to Manny in Union City.
Manny, he's always positive.
Hey, Manny, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Ooh, gloomy day today. Hopefully that's not a precursor for tonight's game. However, I did want to discuss Brock Purdy, a wild thing. Brock Purdy, a wild thing, a situation. And I call him Wild Thing because if anybody watched those movies in Major League, Brock Purdy reminds me of Vaughn, because that man can't find a receiver, healthy or not healthy, man. And I'm not going to give him the luxury of saying, oh, it was your foot that threw it off. You are a $167 million quarterback. You need to play every dime worth for me to be content as a fan, quite honestly. You know what would be funny, guys, if this was a reversal of fortune of something we saw a long time ago in the NFL dramas, where Drew Bledsoe got hurt and in comes Brady, the seventh round or the fifth, sixth round pick, whatever he was at the time. Now you got the seventh rounder hurt, and now you got the first rounder. What are we going to do if Mac Jones actually pulls this off and starts balling? Because, you know, he is a first round quarterback, and he was someone that the Niners wanted. Now we're going to have a conundrum. You know what I miss the most, Goo, is back in the day, man.
Tell me.
We didn't care if it was Montana or Young or Bono playing. You are the quarterback of the Niners. You will play like you were the quarterback of the 49ers. And that's what I'm expecting, man. A lot of these guys, they've lost that. The Niners have lost the mystique. It didn't matter if you had starters like Haley or Locke. The guys that filled in, and honored who they were filling in for. These guys have got to look at that uniform and say, we are champions regardless of who is here or who is not. There's basically an honor to donning that uniform, right? Just like what Denzel said in Remember the Titans. When you wear that Niners uniform, you better come to work. And that's what I'm not seeing, the productivity. You can have all the talent in the world. The one thing that they're missing is the want, and that's what they got to have moving forward without the guys that are here and not here. And that's what I'm expecting from this team. I know it might be a lot to ask, but you know what? Life's not fair, and you just got to put out, man.
Hey Manny,
I'm going to leave you with this.
Okay, go ahead. Before you do that, real quick, they're 3-1, brother, with all kind of injuries. You ain't tapping into that. That's a beautiful thing. A bunch of injuries. They're 3-1.
Right, and I talked about that the last time I called in. But you know what? That productivity, they were resting on those laurels when they played the Jaguars. That was pretty sloppy. Mm. They played to the level of what they are and not above that. You know what I'm saying? And they need to just, with that run game, guys, it's as simple as this. Remember back in the day when Dexter Carter was the running back and we were chanting, no more sweeps, no more sweeps, because they couldn't get the offense going because no one was scared of the offense. You know what? Mac Jones got to put the fear of God, or whoever's under center needs to put the fear of God into that secondary and into that defense in order for them to loosen it up. I'm going to leave with this, guys. With all the injuries that are happening, I'm going to leave you with a famous quote from the program. Great movie. Are you injured or are you hurt? Because if you're injured, you can't play. If you're hurt, you need to sack up. That's what I got for you guys.
Yeah, take it easy, Manny.
Go Niners.
Thanks.
Obviously, Brock is injured, Manny.
Was he injured Sunday?
I would say he was hurt Sunday.
Hmm. Well, that means
that
what he did Sunday made whatever was going on worse.
I don't know what to do with that, but say they're football players, Stoney, and you don't know until you know.
Yep. So they took a gamble.
But Mac wasn't available.
Right. Martinez was.
And you're sitting here talking about Martinez, and I don't want to be negative, but Stoney, he's one hit away or one play away from being on the field.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, imagine if you'd saved Purdy, played Martinez. Now you got Mac Jones back, but if he gets hurt, you got Martinez who's already played. Woo! Paul's in Tracy. What's up, Paul? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, so I think this has more to do with both his receivers out and George being out. They're trying to save him from another bad performance. He already had two bad games. His Seattle game was equally bad. Just go check out the stats. They're pretty much same as the last game. He gets all his weapons back next week, so they're hoping he will be fine with them. So they're sitting him out just for that. That's what I think.
Mm. All right. So you think he'll be back against the Bucks?
I think so, yeah, 100%.
All right. Appreciate it, Paul. I guess that's the thing. We'll find out midweek next week whether Purdy feels any better or not. But yeah. Mac Jones going tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
And you just talk about the Mac Jones component. Stoney, how much report or how many times has he thrown the ball to Robinson, you know? And it could be 1,000. I don't know. I'm just asking and wondering. That stuff matters, right? And, you know, Sky Moore is going to be involved, and I'm sure he's going to get some catches because of who they're without, Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings. But, man, just to watch this passing game, if the Rams do what I expect them to do, load the box and dare Mac Jones and his wide receiver group to beat him or go up top. Mac's got an arm. We kind of seen it, Stoney, but it will be interesting to see how Kyle Shanahan tries to slice up this Ram defense and secondary.
888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Coming up in a half hour, we're going to visit with Nick Hamilton from L.A. He's a sports and entertainment reporter for Nightcast Media. Knows all about the Rams. We're going to talk to him about what's going on with them. They're having a great season. One little blemish against the Eagles. That's it. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland.
Oh, man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Hi, gentlemen. Hi. How y'all doing, man?
Good. Trying to figure it out, man.
Hey, that last caller, bro. Mystique. Mystique. The Niners. Ooh, I'm scared. It's not happening, man. This is not that. This is not back then. So let's step out of it. We're not. It's not that Niner team. It'll be fun to really watch Matt Stafford get no pass rush and see what he could do with those receivers. Man, this is going to be a massacre. I hate to say it. This is going to be a massacre. Let me ask you guys a question. What happened to the NBA training camp? Why are we jumping into preseason games? Remember when they had to go to camp for a couple of weeks to get in shape to run the play? Why are we jumping right into preseason games? Did I miss something?
There's really no such thing as NBA training camp. They practice four times and then they start playing games, preseason games. It's not like the NFL where they go practice for weeks at a time and then they play their first preseason game.
He's
a joke.
Is that why?
No need to talk
when
about
we saw
that right
Halliburton
now.
Go down tearing his Achilles, could there be something to that? That you just rush into it?
Probably. I'm going to read a sentence to 49er fans. And to you, and I want you to tell me what you think about this. This is from Matt Barrow's column in The Athletic. And we have Matt on periodically. He does a great job. Listen to this. This is what he wrote. Brock Purdy isn't healthy enough to be the team's emergency backup in L.A., which underscores that his sprained big toe was worse than it seemed coming out of Sunday's loss to the Jaguars, and that the 49ers are leery of it becoming a recurring issue this season. They are entering a rough stretch of their schedule, especially for someone dealing with a sore toe. But the one, The 49ers are leery of it becoming a reoccurring issue this season. And my question would be, aren't we there already? 5 weeks into the season. The injury occurred, and now it's reoccurred. So I think we're already into that phase, that we are in this becoming a reoccurring issue.
Okay, so much there. Because I feel like you want to hang your hat on, had they done something different and held him out to Jacksonville, would he be better off?
Not at all.
This is a, okay, so I'm wrong there. This is a severe injury, Steiny. So it's, guys have told us, I sound like a broken record, this will follow you most likely the rest of the year. So that is a bit cryptic from Matt. If Brock Purdy is not healing and he's showing us in one game, you know, dealing with this injury, that he's not going to play his best football, now you're asking me, you didn't, but I'm telling you, Steiny, if it were me, now it's, hey, Brock, this thing is not going anywhere. Maybe you need 4 weeks. Maybe you need 5 weeks. Let's do that. Then quit playing or doing what we did, you know, in Jacksonville, and then having you go out there and not perform. But if you can't control that or put that back in the bottle, then I will take Brock at his word that, coach, I'm ready to go. Let's see.
I guess my question is how can we put, hey, Brock, it's not looking good. We're going to give you 4 or 5 weeks, and then we're going to bring you back. Like, why is it 4 or 5 weeks?
Because we gave you 2, and that wasn't enough.
Okay. That's fine.
And I don't think he's really playing because it's 4 days after, you know, him experiencing some more pain. Like, I don't think in any perfect world, Sonny, somebody's beating turf toe in 2-3 weeks. So he's not playing to me because it's Thursday, and I totally get it. But now moving
forward. Okay, well,
then
you expect him to play against the Bucs?
And what would you do? But if he didn't, then I feel like what Matt just had, that line in his column, is like, oh, this thing is what Lowe's talking about. Like, it's severe.
I don't know what I would do, but the one thing I'm pretty set on is whatever his condition was against Jacksonville,
okay,
he's got to be better. The toe has to be better than that.
What's that look like? Words out of his mouth?
No, that's what the doctor.
Shot?
So the doctors, I might be an idiot. You telling me a doctor can't look at a toe from Saturday, then look at a toe 2 weeks later and not know if it's different, better? I mean, how about putting Purdy through a little more rigorous practices? Make him do more live stuff. Not live as in tackling, but I don't know. I mean, make sure he can do everything that he can do when he was healthy or to an ability that still makes him a really good quarterback. I didn't see a really good quarterback on Sunday. Like, that's where it might be the injury, it might not. But I do think if you're the 49ers, you've seen enough evidence that this guy can play quarterback at a high level. And so he's coming back after missing 2 weeks. It had to be some combination of rust in the toe. And so guess what? The next time he quarterbacks, he's going to have to deal with rust and the toe again.
Yeah.
So let's make sure the toe's better than it was when we tried to play him the first time. That's kind of the way I would look at it.
And let me ask you this. How many weeks do you think that consists of?
I have no idea. Like, that's
see, and
what I have to give the doctors.
See, and I think that's what's up to Brock. Because Lowe talked about the needle portion of it.
No, but this is what I'm talking about. Just because Brock says it's okay, that's not enough. I need the doctors, and I need him to, like, I'm not saying pass some tests, but I'm sorry, and I may be wrong, but it sounded like the Thursday before, I'll never forget, who was it, Lombardi? Is he rolling out? He's rolling out. It didn't sound like he was going anywhere near game speed from the reporters who were talking about it at practice.
I do wonder what you think about, can the Niners get their ultimate goal and make the playoffs if this is how it's going to be for the rest of the season with Brock Purdy? Kind of a hard question because you have no idea. But right now, I think we both can lick each other in the face and say, this is not a sprained ankle. This is serious. And again, I'm not going to rob the Niners with the chance of pulling off an upset. But if you tell me tomorrow when I see you in the morning, see you guys, and somehow they pull this off, then, Steiny, I'm starting to think the Niners can damn near overcome anything. I mean, what would a win tonight do for morale and what you talked about? Okay, Kittle's coming back. And, like my gosh, that's out there. It seems highly unlikely.
So's getting beat 44-10.
No doubt. And what would that do? Would you just say that's par for the course? Nobody gave him a chance. You got to see it.
I got to see it.
Yeah.
I don't really.
Like three and their record right now is the best thing they got going for them. Yeah, that's how I feel.
I go into this game saying that, you know, the Niners are 3-1, but they're banged up. They're going down to L.A. with a backup quarterback. They don't have a lot of receivers. I'm going to give Bosa another week or two, and then I'm not going to mention him anymore because he's not going to play anymore this year. Mm. So you can say every single week from this point on, well, they're missing Bosa.
Right.
Well, we know they're missing Bosa. They're going to miss Bosa tonight. They're going to miss Bosa Sunday and every Sunday after that. So that's something they got to figure out. But I know, do I expect them to win tonight? I'd be very surprised if they did.
I'm with you.
Let's go to our friend Jan in Mountain View.
Let's see how she's feeling.
Hey, Jan.
Good morning. I just want to ask, I want to know if they've ever tried to seek medical help outside the division or outside the complex, you know, talk to someone with USF help or with Stanford, you know, to see if there's, you know, something else. I mean, this sounds like it's an ongoing thing and it's not going to go away from all the interviews I've heard. And, you know what?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
What they can do to temporarily try to, you know, minimize the damage or the, you know, the effects. It throws your balance off. If you can't throw, you know, if you can't throw a good ball or something and you can't, you know, plant that foot into the ground, it's going to affect your balance and how you, you know, how you're moving. And so he needs, I think, to seek outside help in the medical field and let them take another look and see what their opinion might be.
That's not the craziest idea. Thank you, Jan. Not the craziest idea for a team like the Niners to seek outside help and say, hey, what do you guys think?
What do you call that? A consultant, right? You bring somebody in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, Stoddy. I get excited for what you were talking about with Kittle, but, I mean, man, hopefully, who is it that you don't lose tonight? You know what I mean? That's a big deal.
Well, you know who they're not going to lose tonight? Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
They're not going to lose Purdy tonight. They're not going to lose Pierce, so they won't lose Kittle. They're not going to lose Ayuk. They're not going to lose Bosa tonight.
Jennings.
So that's good. So none of those big names they're going to lose tonight, which is good.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners, they go down to L.A. They're already there. Kickoff at 5:15.
You know where you're watching?
I think I'm probably just going to head home
and
watch it.
It's nasty out there.
Is it?
Well, raining when I came in.
So how do the Niners win this game is the question we're asking. And then we're also asking, you know, how far or rather, how do you move forward with what's going on with this team right now?
Let's act like I'm in your doctor's office real quick, and I'm confessing this to you. What would you prescribe for me? So I'm looking at the Rams. They dominated the Eagles for a half. Should have won the game. They didn't. But I think for a half, everybody was like, damn, look at the Rams. The Colts come to L.A. to play the Rams, hot as fish grease, have a lead on the Rams. Rams come back, win the game. And I'm just asking you, Stoney, when you look at these Niner wins, even against Seattle, even against New Orleans and Spencer Rattler, and, I mean, you know, you saw some things. I mean, don't you think the Rams are coming in here like we've already faced Tyson? You guys aren't Tyson with your health.
Well, I'd quit begging for that.
Now, what do you mean the begging?
So you're banking on the Rams overlooking you.
Right. Right. Like, seriously, this could be their trap game.
Yeah, I think it's more of a game where the Rams just say, let's go out, punch the clock, be conscientious, be smart, play hard. We'll win the game.
They hate the Niners. They hate that their building is so far, you know. So what is it, Levi's West. So just think about that from a player standpoint. We could hush their asses up invading our building because we know they're hurt. We just got to go step on their throat.
That's what I would anticipate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would anticipate. The Rams probably want to come out, get a two-score lead, and just keep the Niners down all game. But the Niners, obviously, their goal is probably going to be, let's hang in, and see if we can't win something at the end. It's tough to envision the Niners winning this game 30-13, but I guess stranger things have happened, but we'll see. Brock Purdy, how do you handle him moving forward, 49er fans? And what has to happen tonight for you to go down to SoFi and pull the upset? 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, coming up at noon, we're going to talk about the game a little bit more with Nick Hamilton, sports and entertainment reporter for Nightcast Media, also a host on Sirius XM, knows all about the LA Rams. We're going to talk to him about their mindset. Any chance that Rams are taking this one lightly? 49ers hope so. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.